Charles Darwin, whose original brilliant thinking gave us the theory of evolution, came ashore here for the first and last time on September 17, 1835. He was 26 years old and was serving as a ship's naturalist aboard the HMS Beagle. He had been at sea for 4 years and had been seasick almost every day. He was happy to be on solid land, but taken back a bit by the brutal landscape. All over the world, there are hotels that boast luxury, grand, or five-star, but there's only one like this, a hotel that has set the standard for over a century. Named after its founder, Cesar Ritz, the name has entered the English language as a synonym for the good life. Putting on the Ritz, a ritzy occasion, and so on. For we are in Paris, and this is the Ritz. It wasn't always the finest hotel on earth. In the 1970s, this landmark had become shabby and run down. It was a shadow of its former glory. But businessman Mohammed Al-Fayed remembered that magic from his childhood. The idea that there is a healthy, ideal weight applicable to everyone is a modern medical fiction. Each of us has our own individual ideal, which can vary between people, just as height and eye color vary. It is perfectly possible to be fat by present-day standards and extremely healthy. Fat and beautiful, fat and desirable, fat and successful, fat and fit. And the evidence is overwhelming. Yet there is a point, a definite point, where the body loses control, where weight becomes life-threatening and literally unbearable. This is the story of one woman whose weight is killing her. In 1912, former President Theodore Roosevelt was unhappy with his successor in the White House, fellow Republican William H. Taft. So Roosevelt himself ran on the ticket of the new Bull Moose Party. He and Taft split the Republican vote, helping their Democratic opponent Woodrow Wilson win the election. In 1968, former Democratic Governor George Wallace of Alabama ran for president on the ticket of the American Independent Party. He received 13% of the popular vote and actually won 5 southern states. Wallace may have taken enough votes away from Hubert Humphrey to help Richard Nixon win the White House.